Good morning.
What are you anticipating in terms of turnout?
Well, we expect over 1.5 million voters to turn out, which is 500,000 more than we had 4 years ago in the presidential primary. Not as many as we had in our gubernatorial election, but that's not unusual. That's about a 35% turnout when you're looking at the total voting age population, a higher turnout when you're looking at all the people that are currently registered. But Wisconsin has Election Day registration, so people who aren't registered can still register at the polls with the proper proof of residence.
And I imagine what's driving that is a wide open seat, a very tight and competitive primary, at least on the Democratic side. Are those the reasons, or are there other factors that aren't occurring to me?
No, I think you're right. It's the presidential preference primary and the excitement that it's generating. The fact that how you vote is going to make a difference. And in Wisconsin, again, we have a very easy access. If you notice, a lot of the other primaries have what they call closed primaries. So if you weren't registered in your political party, you couldn't participate. And they don't have Election Day registration. So when we have a topical race like we do now, it's very easy for voters to participate in Wisconsin.
If you want to register the day you vote, what should you bring with you?
Well, you should be prepared because you'll be asked, if you have a driver's license, to list the number on the form and to list your birth date. Those are state law requirements. You have to show a document that is current for proof of residence. Your driver's license could work, but you could also be a utility bill. It has to have your full name and current address, and has to be current for that time period.
The number of ballots is an important thing. It came up 4 years ago, of course. What's the best way to handle that?
Well, election officials always have to really pay attention to their numbers and pay attention to the politics of what's going on. I mean, and by that I mean, is this a kind of race where people are going to want to participate? Voters turn out to vote primarily when they think their vote's going to make a difference. And this is an election where it's clear that voters have a stake in the outcome, so they will be there. That means that election officials have to be looking at how many ballots did I have last time, and look in particular at special polling places where there's been a lot of transition.
What kind of challenges are you anticipating?
Well, the biggest challenge when we have over 1.5 million voters coming to the polls is just keeping the lines moving and hoping the weather cooperates. You know, we'll still be digging out from snow, and so, you know, we've asked the local election officials to pay extra attention to keeping the sidewalks and the parking lots clear, so that's added to their challenges. But otherwise, it's keeping the lines moving. Most people want to vote early in the morning or later in the evening, and it's best if you can get out during the day and vote after 9 o'clock and before 5 o'clock.
And this is an open primary. Anyone can vote for whoever they like.
That's right. You can only vote for one candidate, either a Republican or a Democrat for president, and that's the only partisan choices you have. But you don't have to declare publicly or sign up with any political party in order to vote.
Thanks for being with us.
Happy to.